Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about talent, and perhaps a different or new source of talent that maybe you haven't considered to fill your open jobs. In the United States, about 1 in 3 adults has a criminal record. That's about as many people with criminal records as those who have college degrees. And each year, around 700,000 people are released from prison, and these people often find themselves locked out of the job market. The unemployment rate of these formerly incarcerated individuals is about 5 times the national average. But at the same time, there's a record number of job openings in the United States, approximately 7 million open jobs right now, as organizations of all kinds struggle to hire for their open roles. So welcoming more individuals with criminal records back into the workforce simply makes sense. And leaders from SHRM, as well as Koch Industries and other businesses, have announced a national initiative supporting the hiring of qualified individuals with criminal backgrounds and who are deserving of a second chance. This initiative, called the Getting Talent Back to Work Initiative, calls on CEOs, corporate executives, and leaders of all kinds to pledge to consider qualified individuals with criminal histories for jobs at their organizations. And hiring people with criminal backgrounds is not just good for business, it's probably also good for society as well. People who have criminal backgrounds but are able to secure employment after they're released from prison are much less likely to reoffend. Recidivism rate is much lower for these people, it lowers the taxpayer burdens, and it just gives them an opportunity to make an honest living. And research conducted by SHRM and the Koch Institute found that while there is a willingness of many organizations to hire people with criminal records, only about 5% of managers and 3% of HR professionals report that their company actively recruits people with criminal records. These are some really interesting and compelling statistics. And as the quote-unquote war for talent continues and seems like it will never end, considering people with criminal backgrounds for your open roles could be a win-win, both for them, for you, and for society as well. That's actually a win-win-win when I come to think of it. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.